Let's now do what we normally do on a Friday and finish musically. We finish in the company of a man who is known musically as M-A-T-T. His name is Matthew Sylvester. He was born and grew up here in Cape Town in Retreat. He went to Los Angeles in 2019. And that's an indication of the journey that he has taken, which he writes about in his latest single, which we will play out with later this evening. And I find you in Retreat, M-A-T-T. Matthew, what happened? When did you come back from L.A.?
So due to the COVID, I actually had to come back to Cape Town in May for a repatriation flight. So I've been back for like 4 months now.
I don't know how you look at it, Matthew, but it seems like from the outside setup, you know, you want to go there. There's something about that West Coast sound and the people there that you can connect to give your career a boost. And you get there and you start to make things happen, and then you've got to come back. And so from the outside, it seems as if it might be a bit of a setback. How do you view it?
I actually see it as a good opportunity, because at the end, I've been there for a year, and me just learning some of the new things from that side, I get to implement it and bring it to South Africa and put it in the industry in South Africa. So that's where the grateful song comes about, to just to show the people you have to be thankful for wherever you are, no matter the situation.
And your musical journey started as a young man growing up in Retreat, in an area of Retreat which was not exactly calm and peaceful, I believe.
Yeah, like I mentioned, that it's almost like the movie, like the city in Los Angeles, which is called Compton, from the area where I stay, it's opposite Lavendale, which is one of the most notorious places in Cape Town. So every day I'm surrounded by gang violence, poverty, and those kind of things, but it never kept me back with me just pushing forward in life.
And music, was that something that, you know, in your mother's arms was important to you, or was it something that happened to you in your teens?
So it was, at the young age, my dad used to be a DJ, so me growing up listening to old school, listening to jazz, listening to all kinds of genres, and then at the age of 12, I was like, let me start writing my own music, and that's where the journey began, and it's been ever since that time, but I've seriously taken it on at the age of 18. When I finished high school, when I had to make a decision about my life, and I was like, I want to do music because it gives me a voice to maybe change someone else's life.
And that's been your philosophy throughout your journey to date?
Yeah, it's just been like, because I know music is very powerful. People listen to music on a daily basis. So maybe through my stories and the journeys that I take, I could inspire someone else to do something good next.
And the style of music, has that kind of stayed constant, or has there been an evolution in the kind of music that you write and that you record?
So it depends also on the type of mood. So the music that I make is rap, hip-hop. So I try to stay in that element, but also bring the R&B and pop side to it. So there's a mixture of all those kind of rap styles in it.
And, I mean, some of your early rap was what they call conscious rap. A lot of rap, almost all of rap, has to do with describing, rapping about the situations in which the rapper lives, and often those situations are not particularly pretty. And it's an urban street poetry.
Yeah, you can put it like that. So basically the rap is just the conscious, but sometimes you just have to tweak it up a little bit just to make it like a hype song for a birthday song or those kind of things. But it would always remain conscious, like you mentioned it.
And you you did an EP to your brother who was killed in 2011. I mean, that must be quite something to deal with that loss. But I suppose writing about it and recording songs about it is part of a journey of dealing with something tragic like that happens to a family.
Yes, for sure, because in 2011, I was 15 years old, and that's the time that I was also busy trying to just get my words together to make music. And I saw it as, instead of me like going through for like physical therapy, like because he was murdered, so that was a bit of a shock to us as a family. So for me to speak my feelings through the music was the way that I could express myself. So that's how the EP came about, because 23 mentioned on the EP, you never reach the age of 23. So on the cover, he's on the cover with me, and the age is there because he never made it. So it was a tribute because he never made it to that age.
And now, Matthew, you've got this single, and it's called Grateful. And as you said, it's a homage to your journey so far, but it's a journey which still has many kilometers of road to go.
Yes, it's for sure, yes, because I believe that every journey has its own steps. So I'm just glad I am on the steps taking the journey. It's been fruitful, it's been doubtful, but, you know, we always have to keep the journey going, because that's what separates the men from the boys in the music industry. Because sometimes people would rap for a year or two and they just fall out, but I've been doing it consecutive and keeping the consistency going, so I could actually see the fruits of my labor that I've been showing for all the years.
And just before we play Grateful to end our program this week, a little bit more about the thoughts that went into it.
So the song Grateful, I actually wrote it when I was in Los Angeles. Me just coming to Los Angeles, writing the song, I was sitting at looking at the Hollywood sign, and I was like, man, a kid from Retreat Cape Town sitting in front of Hollywood, this is a blessing, because ever since I've been young, I've always been telling my mom, like, look, I want to go to Hollywood. I'm going to do it with the music. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And me just manifesting those things when I was young and speaking it into existence and seeing it come to life when I was like 10 years later, for me, that was something that actually had a tear in my eye, because I believe, like, you could do anything you want to do. So that's what I speak about in the song, saying that wherever you come from, you can do whatever you want to do. Just believe in yourself. You have to be grateful when you do get it. If it's up and down, still see it as a blessing, and be grateful no matter what happens in your life. So that's what the song basically explains is.
Well, good luck with the rest of your journey. I've no doubt that you're going to take it on, full ball. Matthew Sylvester, musically he's known as M-A-double-T.